Anzac Day. It's a public holiday. It's the first holiday since the Easter break, and it's generally a day when we all reflect on the service of the Australian Defence Forces over the years. We also get involved in a few Anzac Day traditions, like games of two-up at the pub and scoffing Anzac Vickies. There's a ton of events happening around Sydney to commemorate Anzac Day tomorrow. And this morning, one of our wonderful breakfast producers, Jack Schmidt, is in studio to give us a little rundown. Jack, good morning.
Morning, Jess. How are you?
I'm really well. So let's start off with the thing that everyone's going to start off with tomorrow, dawn services. Where are they? What's happening?
Great. So the main traditional dawn service is, of course, in Martin Place around the Cenotaph. That starts at 4:30 a.m. tomorrow. Whew. And as usual, yeah, that's an early start.
Everyone gets to know what it's like to be a breakfast producer. Absolutely. Or presenter for a day.
Yeah, and one day a year, it's not too bad. No. for most punters out there. But as usual, expecting big crowds. So they recommend trying to get there by 3 a.m. if you want a spot to be able to see the ceremony, which is obviously really special as the sun comes up. Mm. If you're a bit hungry after the ceremony, you can wander down to the Rocks and the Argyle. They'll actually be serving $5 bacon and egg rolls. So they're having a little Anzac Day barbie down the Rocks.
Oh, that's awesome. I love almost every local community hall that holds an Anzac Day service. The RFS or the community centre come together to do a big barbie afterwards. And it's my favourite part of Anzac Day ceremonies because it's like a beautiful sense of community.
Yeah, totally.
So I love that the Argyle are going to replicate that and make that happen in the city, in the Rocks.
Yeah, it's absolutely. Nice. And around Sydney, they'll be having that kind of traditional RSL Aussie barbecues after ceremonies.
Yes.
And a lot of the money will be going to Legacy, which is the charity which provides services for Australian families after they've suffered the death of a spouse or partner.
In the forces.
Mm. So if around Sydney, we'll go around Sydney. In North Bondi in the east, their RSL, they'll be having a 6 a.m. Dawn service.
Okay.
They had 20,000 people last year. So again, try and get there early to get a spot.
Yeah, you need to get there way before 6.
Totally. And after that, head over to the Bondi Beach Public Bar for that brekkie. And their games of two-up will be starting at midday.
Oh, cool.
And north of the bridge, head over to DY for a beautiful sunrise. That'll kick off, the service will kick off at 5:30 a.m. And the local RSL there will be serving up $6 barbecue brekkies as well and kicking off two-up at midday as well. And in the west, Parramatta's Prince Alfred Park and Penrith's Memory Park will both be having dawn services. So check your local guides for that one.
Fantastic. I always go up to my aunt's house on the Central Coast for Anzac Day and we do the dawn service usually down at their local community hall. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
I really like it. Now, after the dawn services, a lot of people will go to like a veterans march or a parade or something along those lines. What have we got happening in the city tomorrow?
Yeah, so the big one that's televised on the ABC, that's the Sydney CBD march that kicks off at 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
At the intersection of Martin Place and Elizabeth Street.
Yep.
And that'll head down Elizabeth Street and finish up at Hyde Park. Well, they'll have a commemorative service and the last post will play. That starts at 12:30 p.m., that commemorative service.
Mm-hmm.
And in Redfern, around the corner, the Coloured Diggers March, they'll start at the community centre and they're commemorating the service of our Indigenous veterans over
Amazing.
The years. Yeah, so they'll follow Redfern Street to Redfern Park. They'll have a flag-raising ceremony and wreath-laying ceremony there. And there'll be a performance by John Paul Young.
Oh, wow.
And then people will gather at the community centre for tea, coffee and Anzac Day pies at 10 a.m.
Yum. Yum.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. I always get very emotional when I hear the last post. It's always a tearjerker, isn't it?
Yeah,
I went down to Canberra over Christmas, went to the memorial. They did the last post. I was a mess. It's very emotional.
Yeah. I know the Canberra service tomorrow is particularly moving. I've heard from a lot of friends that live in Canberra.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, a lot of people, we've gotten up really early. We've gone to our dawn service, celebrated everybody in the marches. A lot of people then heading for a game of two-up.
Yes, the old Anzac Day tradition. It's only one of 3 days in the calendar year in Australia when it's actually legal to play this
sport.
Which
is so weird. I think that's the weirdest law ever, that two-up is illegal except for 3 days in the year. It's like cracker night.
I think because it can be feel a little bit unregulated and loose.
Yeah, okay.
It's probably best to keep
a lot of gambling is relatively loose.
That's true. So. That's true. But there's heaps of places to have a game of two-up around the city. Obviously, all your RSL clubs will be having games. But a bunch of hotels in the city, in the Rocks, the Glenmore, the Australian Heritage Hotel, the Argyle, in Surry Hills, Cricketers Arms Hotel, the Clock, the Dolphin Hotel. In the east, Coogee Pavilion, they're also serving $2 Anzac Vickies.
Delish.
All afternoon. Balmain, they've got the Balmain Hotel, Town Hall Hotel, There's a bunch of hotels across the whole city. Just
anywhere with the hotel in the name.
Yeah, absolutely. Any old hotel should be having a two-up game.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's I love the old people playing two-up too, because they're so into it. They love it.
And they know how it works as well.
Exactly. And they're so tinny too. Mm. I feel like old people are just the tinniest and they always win.
Yeah.
My favorite part of Anzac Day, hands down, I've already demolished my body weight in the last 3 days in Anzac biscuits.
Yeah.
Because they're
only around for a few days.
They're around for such a short amount of time, relatively. And I think so. I've got to get my entire Anzac biscuit supply for the next year into my body. My waist will not thank me. My stomach and my heart will. Where are we getting the best Anzac bickies?
Well, of course, you can get Anzac bickies in a supermarket or you can make them at home. But there are a few lovely bakeries around Sydney that are cranking out bickies, Anzac bickies for a few days around the Anzac holiday.
Yum.
Black Star Pastry, they've got a bunch of bakeries around the city.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and they're making Anzac biscuits for a limited time.
Yum.
So get on that one. Burke Street Bakery in Surry Hills, a bit of an institution. They have their own Anzac bicky. Flour and Stone in Woolloomooloo.
Okay.
They make a really traditional biscuit from all reports.
Okay.
Berkelow Bakery in Brookvale.
Yep.
Apparently their biscuit makes a lovely balance between that kind of chewiness and butteriness that you need in an Anzac biscuit.
Absolutely.
Brickfields in Chippendale, just across the road from us here at 2SCR.
Cool.
And Sonoma as well. They've got a really highly rated Anzac biscuit.
Controversy. Do you prefer a crunchy or a chewy Anzac biscuit? This has been a source of great contention in my household.
I think tradition would probably be like a biscuit with a bit of snap.
Yeah,
a crunchy biscuit.
You're
to dip in tea.
Yeah, okay.
But I don't know. That chewy is really nice when you can kind of bend it and...
I prefer a chewy biscuit to a crunchy biscuit. But I understand that the tradition would probably be a good snap.
Yeah, I think because they were made to...
Last
on the battlefield for a
absolutely.
Long time, so they didn't have any perishable ingredients.
That's my big task this afternoon. I've got two big baking tasks. I've never made Anzac biscuits before. I'm going to try this afternoon.
Oh, you're going to bake.
Heaven help us all. I'm also making a wedding cake for some friends.
Wow. Busy afternoon.
Very busy. There's going to be rainbow cake and Anzac biscuits flying through my house. And then we're getting up at 4 o'clock tomorrow morning for dawn service.
Yeah, right.
Yep, that's it. Right. We are going to have a good day tomorrow. We're going to have to leave it there. But thank you so much for joining us, Jack.
No trouble.
One of our wonderful producers, Jack Schmidt, there with a little rundown of what's going on in air for Anzac Day here in Sydney. We'll pop some links on the podcast at the end of the show, 2scr.com/weekend. Brekkie, help me as well. I'm taking a snap poll right now. Crunchy or chewy Anzac biscuits? What's the go? What do you prefer? What do you think we should all be on board with? Crunchy or chewy? At 2SCR, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.